Very good, and we're coming back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden's my name, and I'm reading on the screen here. Yeah, InfoWars have put up a header saying, breaking, Supreme Court prepares to certify Trump re-election and great reset in the crosshairs. I see, well. We shall see what we shall see. Will I go back on the main screen? Okay. I believe we have Ingrid Castle, a roaring great woman, if you don't mind me calling up. Hello, Ingrid.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear,
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I was listening to you in the background, and then I was on a phone call, so I'm telling how we were, in our country. I know you're in the UK, but Thanksgiving is a big deal. Mm. And of course, they're just shutting it down because it's a time where we're, thankful and we're generous to people. And it's, for us, it's a spiritual holiday, And
sure. I've lived in Denver, Colorado, and I live in Alberta, and I know how big it is. It's bigger than Christmas, but I'd love to know who shoved it up right up against Christmas. It should be the last weekend in October. Thanksgiving for the harvest, that's what it's about. That's where it came from. But I could never understand why it was right up against Christmas, and people travel home for it. But Christmas is just one day in America. Here, we don't have Thanksgiving at all. There's no mention of it here. We should have, actually. But Christmas is a 10-day, two-week break here. Shutdown and, a piss up in a brewery and into the new year, Right up to, say, from Christmas Eve right to New Year's Day. And this year it's on a Friday, so they've 3 days to sober up, right up to Monday the 4th. So it's a very long break this year.
Canada, it's like a big deal. But, in fact, I was going to access your chat room. And put the lovely links that you sent to me, because I heard on the first hour that you, played, the nurse that quit in whatever her name is. Yep. I forget right away. I have to get into my email.
Shelley Taskers. Yeah. Shelley Taskers. Right. Yeah. From Cornwall. Yeah.
I'm so honored to be with, the regular people that are saying, I've had enough. And it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
I that's why when I do my show, I say, you've got to start having this attitude. Masking is just the beginning. If you don't resist,
and you have to help. You have to help people. People have to be helped to lead. They have to be led. Have to be led. People want to do things but don't know how to go about it. That's a big part of the mentality of people around me, anyway, and it's very hard to get through to them. They're all use these jingoistic phrases, but most people can't research anything. 75% are a write off. You find that on the people in your neighborhood where you are.
A lot of people are illiterate, and they're it's like the book. With a movie of the same title, Fahrenheit 451, where they burned all the books and everyone gets their information from TV. Well, that was totally predictive of our times, obviously, because I know a lot of people that they do not read. And then that we have smartphones and computers and, people don't want to read articles even on the internet. They prefer to be told information from a YouTube or a BitChute or, Brighteon or whatever, Twitter. I mean, everyone's attention span is so short-lived that they're not able to actually go deep into a topic unless someone tells them how to think. So then we have all these patriots out there trying to get people riled up and teaching them how to think. But, I think, the thing with masking to me, only thieves and robbers wear masks. So when they tell me I have to wear a mask, I think, and you're deciding that you're going to go ahead and wear a mask, you are literally robbing me and the rest of the country of liberty. Mm-hmm. You're making that choice to rob this country of freedom and liberty. That's what it says.
You've agreed and contracted to become a slave, basically, etc. And what you have an explosion. The generation now have spent 10 or 15 years on iPhones and very young people. There's an explosion of mental illness amongst them, and they have colossal emotional immaturity. I mean, I've noticed that across the general population, and people are sick of me saying it in this program. I know it's over the last 25 years with older people, but you would expect people in their late teens and early 20s to be slightly emotionally immature. But to come across people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s for a not slightly separate reason from the iPhones and that, it's shocking. It's just shocking. And it's regardless of education and class. I find it all the time. People can't take part in an argument. And I live in a part of the world in Wales where they sulk. They argue to a point and then they sulk. It's a shocking demeanor they have in Wales. But there you are. And I've lived in four countries, Ireland, Britain, Canada, and the States. But the Gemma O'Doherty thing, so that's one of our good pieces there where she did that, a lot of noise in the background, a live broadcast, a live stream outside the Department of Health in Dublin, and just calling them out on kind of baiting them to react if they could. But of course they won't. But she had all her YouTube stuff pulled by YouTube, and she lost, stupidly, she didn't have an archive of her own. She lost her entire archive of interviews over 2 years, which was quite a loss to her. And then she was involved in a constitutional high court case in Dublin to stop the lockdown, but she took it on a constitutional basis, which she was wrong to do. I knew that in the beginning. But apart from that, she has been the most prolific campaigning journalist in Ireland. And just like America and in Britain and in Ireland, most journalists write to order. They're just pen pushers. It's shocking. They've no capacity. If it's not on Google, it doesn't exist. That's right. The kind of mentality you get. But you have been a prolific broadcaster on vaccinations for quite a while. Do many journalists contact you at all? Probably very few.
I do not do interviews with mainstream media. You don't even want to know. I had someone who, I'm trying to think of who. Anderson Cooper. It was Anderson Cooper. It was right after the Disneyland measles fiasco. And that was in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so they were really trying to nail anyone that they thought was, you know, a leader in the anti-vaccine movement. And he had this guy that was trying to fly into Spokane and come to my house. I mean, he was determined. There was money in it for him if he could get me on Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. And we got in some intense arguments that, you know, involved 9/11. And I said, there is no way. That's why I do a P.O. box. I do not want anyone at my house ever. No one knocking at my door, you know. And I'm pretty guarded. You see my picture, but in general, you can't tell when I'm walking down the street from my picture. You know, you're not going to be able to see. Mm-hmm. You know, recognize me or anything from that. So anyway, I mean, even when I do, you know, Skype and Zoom calls, I don't have a webcam. I do everything on a PC. But yeah, I've totally been in the paper a couple times, quoted locally. But yeah, I'm generally pretty guarded. There's no way I'm going to be, you know, misquoted on mainstream media. I already had a big hit piece done in the state of Idaho.
Well,
I made that mistake.
Yeah, which is, of course, total democratic control of Idaho. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a lot of what they call rhinos, Republican in name only, and you know. Both parties are controlled, and you know, having Trump get in was definitely a fluke. Nobody really trusted him. I mean, you know, anyone that's deep into conspiracy like all of us, you know, that have known the game and done some research into history. And then we started watching him, and he was doing all these moves that were definitely not in keeping with the agenda, shall we say. And that was interesting to us. So we started following him a bit more. Then we hear about the Q thing, and we started reading, you know, these Q drops, and they were very interesting. So, you know, a lot of us have kind of, you know, shifted You know, he still seems to have a love for Israel, and that always bothers us.
Oh yeah, he's a captive, of the Israelis. The other thing, well, his daughter converted to Judaism. Well, what else can they do? But can I say this to the deep state? He's shocking. He is a shocking personality flaw, narcissistic personality, and he's a bad judge of people. Like he got it wrong with Sessions, and he's got it wrong with Barr and the FBI appointment. I mean, he has made colossal errors. The only one good one is this guy, Chris Miller, the new defense secretary. He is an ex-Green Beret. He is the right man for the job. And they are using the NDAA legislation now, which he himself modified, Trump, in 2018. Right. Mike Adams found the executive order, which was exactly for this situation. Would you believe that? This election rigging.
Huh. Yeah, no, I think it's pretty incredible, the executive order from 2018. It just seems like there are, you know, Trump has a whole team of people that are behind him. And it seems to me, from what I've read from the Q drops and everything, is that they've had this plan for a long time to have them continually do stuff, thinking they're winning. And, I mean, he has the NSA and the military. So he has all the intel on these people through their phones. They have a ton of stuff on them. So the more they get cocky, the more evidence he has against them.
Well, the problem with him, he's 10,000 times better than having Hillary Clinton there. That would be like having the devil incarnate. But he has not cleaned up the swamp, and Hillary Clinton is walking around as free beings, and we know all the crime of the Clinton Foundation and the money they stole in Haiti, and they have not cleaned up the swamp. I just don't get that.
I agree. Believe me, I think it's all pretty darn bad, but I know that the evidence piles up, and a lot of people say that the hammer or the Kraken, all of that stuff is starting to happen now that he's loaded up the Supreme Court. That's where it would be a 5-4 vote. So
I hope it will be. I have serious doubts about Kavanaugh, because he wrote the Patriot Act, right?
I know. I have doubts about all that too. There's other things. Yeah, I know. Well,
I've just got a flash here from Ken. Right. Hold on a second. He's got a flash piece of news from Ken. He says that news: Supreme Court has taken over the state judges in the states in question and reversed their decisions. Wow! So there's a piece of hot news for you. Let's see if that breaks tomorrow. So is action happening? Whoa! Well, the Supreme Court judges in the state of Pennsylvania wrote new law that didn't exist, so they should go to jail. Judges, you know, cannot make law. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing with this emergency, this pandemic, whatever. The legislature has not met in all these different states, and in our state, they had 90 days to meet after an emergency was declared. They had to keep a check on the governor to see if the emergency was justified. And I went down to the Capitol at that 90-day point, and there were only 14 other legislators, and there wasn't enough for a quorum. And I was appalled. And they were all listening to the advice of the Attorney General, who is the executive branch's attorney.
And that's a political hack anyway,
Well, they're supposed to keep a check on the judicial and executive branches, so why are they listening to the executive branch's attorney? I found the whole thing appalling that, these legislators didn't have any balls to actually do their job.
Oh, absolutely. They're gutless, utterly gutless. We have this health secretary here in Britain, Matt Hancock, who's a little, slightly overgrown public schoolboy. And he's going along with everything I ever knew. I worked for multinational. I worked for Rush, well, as a subcontractor. But I know how they work, and I've been studying them for years. But everything he's doing is the big pharma must be jumping for joy on every level. And They have the same in Britain here. They have immunity from prosecution, and they the government doling out billions of pounds for a vaccine they haven't a clue will work or properly do damage. And they put out a tender this week. My good friends in UK Column found it on the tendering site across Europe for software that would deal with how to calculate and deal with people with the side effects, deadly side effects of a vaccine. Right? Mm-hmm. Whoa, wow. Are we being lined up for the chop? Certainly, I think we are.
Right. I certainly see that. And, you know, my only hope and mm-hmm. prayer is that that's mm-hmm. also on purpose to catch all these criminals. Because obviously yep. this is clearly a deadly vaccine. If the FDA were to approve it, they're all liability free. Mm-hmm. Hello? I mean, who's really going to yep. take this stuff? And if they do take it, they're fools.
Well, if some stupid politician says it's mandatory, well, they don't have riots in the street. But the FDA, you go back to the CDC, they are all Dun & Bradstreet registered corporations for profit now, and the CDC owns several patents, including the patent on Ebola. Are you aware of that?
Yep. They own the patent on Ebola. they actually... You know, see, we don't believe there was anything such as the Zika virus, but yeah, they own a patent on that too.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah, I see.
I want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that? Say that name again.
Zika, that they claim was transmitted by, you know, mosquitoes or something, another, you know, West Nile virus kind of thing.
One of the government departments purposely infected with a bioweapon to see how it would spread. That was done in Florida.
The same that would do malaria, I think, but it was some kind of mosquito.
Yeah.
And then, but the Zika thing, this is when, you know, you have all these children that don't have a brain, and that can't happen mm-hmm. from any kind of biological agent, you know, like pesticides or, you know, mm-hmm. or a virus or a bacteria or anything, or, you know, you're not going to get that. Mm-hmm. You get that from radiation. And, you know, I helped to... I spent a bunch of time editing the final manuscript of Jim West's last book. And his last book, I mean, he nails it because he actually found that place in northeast Brazil where they were doing experiments mm-hmm. on pregnant women with high levels of prenatal ultrasound. And so He basically did all the hypotheses, and the only one that would fit having this forgetting what it's called, encephalitis, that's mm-hmm. when the brain swells. So what happens is when they're, you know, loaded up with, all this radiation, the brain swells, then with added exposures, it starts shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and you have... I'm trying to find the book. It's right behind me. I don't know.
Sure, we'll go to this break and you can find that book and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
It's microcephaly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're coming back in from the break, and we're talking with Ingrid Castle, and just turn down my, what they call my, the return on this. Yeah, I've put it up too high. 1 second. There we are. Get it down to zero. Right. Okay, I'm hearing an echo. Ingrid, the your colleague, Sally Ektobi, is she just a mild illness, or is she seriously ill? You're talking about it earlier on.
Well, you know, she does have some weight issues. I've been concerned about her for a while, and mm-hmm. she doesn't get enough movement going on. I mean, you know, what can I say? And then she's, you know, pretty concerned. You know, when you get too much bad news, it's hard to feel uplifted mm-hmm. at all. I mean, she has some yeah. issues with her family. I mean, luckily she has a good relationship with her husband, but I mean, you know, some, you know, there's always stuff with kids and grandkids or whatever, you know, but
sure, yeah.
The stress of wanting so much to expose the vaccine fraud, you just want them banned, you want them outlawed. And then, you know, yeah. being inundated with so much bad news, and she's in New York. New York is pretty depressing. She hears yeah. about yeah. people that are hungry. They're starving, you know, literally. You know, they're on mm-hmm. the streets. There's not any help. You know, there's some yeah, few yeah. people that have pooled together, you know, from the farm, some food for them. But there's no, you know, how do you wow. people even find out the services there? But so it's pretty bad what's going on in New York. People are trying to just get okay. out of the state. In droves.
I have some information for you. you're talking to somebody who is a tad overweight and over 300 pounds, but I am 6 foot tall, but it's pot-bellied weight. It's yellow fat, but I have a machine here called a vibrating plate machine, which I got 3 years ago. It's fantastic, and the risk of being overweight and not much movement, and I'm guilty of that as well, sometimes 15 hours a day on the computer, is Bill Deagle would confirm this, and the doctor would, the heart does not pump blood below the knees. It's the... it's not peristalsis, but similar situation. Anyway, this machine, you just stand and it runs a 15-minute cycle. It works right up through the body. It vibrates through the legs at different speeds, and it absolutely gives the legs and all the organs of the body, internal, external, and limbs, a workout. And they're only 200 quid. I got this machine 5 years ago. I'm not using it enough, but I'm going back in it now because my weight's gone up. And this election's put me more time on the computer following it. But it's called a vibrating plate machine. I'll send you a detailed email on it, and it may be, it's not an expensive item, but it's as equivalent to having a 2 mile walk a day, and it does not wear out the joints. It's the muscles it works on and the veins, right? But it's the Russians invented it. It's very good.
That might be helpful too. I sell a Rebound Air. I really am into Al Carter's Rebound Air, you know, and it's really good for the lymphatics. But I know people that have, you know, really bad knees or ankles, and they can't even stand on it to bounce. Mm-hmm. That means you have to sit on it and have someone else bounce, you know, for them to just stimulate the lymphatic system. So I know someone else that has such a device. But, yeah, before the break, I want to just be really clear. The name of the book is Ultrasound Causation, the Hypothesis, Microcephaly, Psychovirus, et cetera. And I put the link to Jim West's book in the chat room, but I've had him on before. I need to have him on again. He's very clear about the germ theory. He's blogged quite a bit about the fakeness of this whole coronavirus thing, and you know, and just he's really an excellent researcher on going into the environmental factors.
As well as O'Doherty in Ireland, there's a person who's getting a lot of publicity, Dolores Cahill, that's her name, I keep forgetting her name. She's a highly trained virologist. And she'd be a terrific guest for you to have because you are so knowledgeable about this area. I am not. But I might land that I don't have a direct contact with her, but she's easy to contact, Dolores Cahill. And she has spoken out so courageously at public meetings about, and she's a true world expert on viruses, et cetera, et cetera. And she's blown the government out of it in Ireland for carrying on this scam. But that's another thing I'll send you for.
There's people that have studied the virus stuff, they don't want to give it up, you know, like the Judy Mikovits, you know, I mean, that's just what they did for a living. So these viruses are very real for them. But then you have people like Thomas Cowan and Sally Fallon Morrell. Now, Thomas Cowan, he's an MD who went through law school and stuff in law, I mean, it's our law school, medical school, and there were things that saying about the HIV virus and different stuff that, hey, this doesn't make sense. And he says it all in the foreword. It's an excellent book called The Contagion Myth, Why Viruses, Including Coronavirus, Are Not the Cause of Disease. And he's very independent thinker, brilliant writer, along with Sally Fallon Morrell, you know, the founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation and editor of Wise Vision. So anyway, it's a very short good read, and you can't get it on Amazon. They banned it from Amazon. That's how good.
Oh, they'll do that. They'll pull that, yeah. Okay, we'll go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Wow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the break, and we're talking with Ingrid Castle, who is a true veteran of medical matters and vaccinations and can speak with authority 10 times better than any government scientist in Britain, Ireland, or America, because they're all pimps and hacks for Big Pharma. But can I go back briefly to you and Al Whitney? Al was an intensive care nurse, wasn't she, for most of her life?
She was actually a respiratory therapist.
I see, yeah. That's like being an anesthetist and working in I knew a nurse who worked in a heart transplant unit for 8 years, and it wrecked her health. It's so intense, it's shocking. Al had, I think she died of deep vein thrombosis, did she?
Okay, she was 70 years old when she just had her 70th birthday before she passed. And she, I tell people over and over again, especially if you have that belly that, you know, you think it's your stomach, it's actually your colon that's going over your belt. And she, you know, kind of ignored that she needed to do a colon cleanse. I mean, that's always really disgusting for a lot of people that you need to clean out your colon. Well, I just say, if you've ever had pizza, cheese, you know, anything like that, you owe it to yourself to do some kind of a cleanse where you get that crap off the sides of your large intestines and you know, take care of some parasites and do some liver cleansing. I mean, those are real basic foundational things to keep your body in good shape, you know, and fasting periodically. Especially, you know, I don't have any health insurance. I call it disease assurance. And she already knew that, you know, drugs were bad, but I couldn't, you know, snap her out of just wanting to substitute, you know, nutraceuticals and herbs and things like that for drugs, you know, just going from one, you know, addiction to another. Well, herbs and nutraceuticals work a little bit differently, but you can get just as addicted to them if you don't do the foundational detox that needs to happen.
Very true. Is it fair to say clean water, clean air, detox, and then you can start treating yourself?
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. We don't have our air, food, and water have been poisoned. That's foundational. And so we're constantly, you know, vaccines actually train your body to accept poisons. That's the first assault on, you know, our bodies. You know, I mean, this is just logic 101. This is the way I explain it. You are injecting a foreign substance in your body that is also a foreign protein with all these other, you know, harmful ingredients. You know, I try to do layman's talk. I mean, I can go into all this detail, you know, like Mary Togo does. And, you know, and I don't really like to. I'm much more of an activist. I like to give people illustrations that make sense to them. So, you know, think about your body is designed to censor everything that's foreign. You have tonsils, you have adenoids, you have a liver that filters your blood, you have skin that protects you from outside, you know, foreign things that don't belong in your body. But you are injecting a substance that's much like a snake bite. I mean, what do you do with a snake bite? It's foreign protein, right? It's a... you know, venom. Venom is a protein with other known poisons in it, right? And you don't want to keep that in your body, do you? The first thing you do is...
Well, you're setting the immune system on fire and overload immediately,
Well, with a snake bite, you could die, so you immediately suck it out. But not with a vaccine. And so there's all the censoring mechanisms are bypassed, and all of a sudden your body is getting... crap in its system that would never get there in any other way, and you know, because it would be censored out. And so that whole censoring mechanism of self and not self is absolutely skewed. And so this is the first, you know, time in history since they started doing this horrible crap in the 1800s that that censoring mechanism was skewed to the point of ruining our genetic health generation after generation after generation. I mean, we've lived for thousands of years on this planet without, you know, having our genetics just totally trashed the way they are today, where we don't even have viable progeny.
I believe it. The like the attack on Andrew Wakefield for highlighting the dangers of the MMR vaccine, and I think it was in one of these nutters in California, lining up one medical area, 32 vaccines for people between the age of 2 and teenage. I mean, we were just walking zombies with that amount of stuff on board. I mean, that's just another form of warfare, etc. Biological warfare.
Right. Well, when they add up the antigens, I mean, the pneumococcal, I mean, you're talking about just the injections, but when you add up that you have a 3-in-1, you have the pneumococcal is a 17-in-1, you know, for people that are high risk, of course, the indigenous populations are considered high risk, the pneumococcal is 23-in-1, then you have these other, I mean, there's so many different types of these viral proteins in there, and then you add to it where you're getting genetic material from not just other animals but from other humans, you know, because you're getting your other fetal cells from different cell lines, and that mixes up with your own genetic encoding. I mean, it's a real mess. I mean, they've actually had in a DTaP package insert, it's not there anymore, but that one of the side effects was making sounds like animals. I can't make this up. I'll never forget when Donna Carrillo, this was like 12 years ago, and she was all about highlighting it all over. And sure enough, I couldn't believe it. It was in the package insert. And there were kids.
That should be him.
You know, I mean, it's just bizarre. You know, when you're... you know, mixing your genetic encoding with God knows what is out there, turning us into chimeras. So it's definitely really bad. It's just a miracle that we've survived this long. I mean, I come from a non-vaccinated family, and the reason I'm in this fight is, you know, because my mother, you know, she was fighting for my sister's son, my nephew. The state wanted to take possession, you know, custody of my nephew for the sin of not vaccinating.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And did you had to go to court to win that, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we won, but it was really dicey. Social Services was really upset because that was child neglect to not vaccinate. And then, and I...
Well, Social Services, yeah.
Well, I was coming out of college at the time, and I, and our mother was a very deep researcher. She had already written a book on educating in the new age, but she was all about, you know, the importance of... teaching children spiritually, you know, that we need to continue to, you know, keep that connection alive with our Creator in heaven. So, but, you know, it's, you know, the title didn't lend itself to a lot of people, you know, the New Age, you know, sounds, bad. But
talking about titles, Amazon, I was the first, well, maybe one of the first, but 4 years ago, to spot that Amazon had a dirty trick. Now they're doing it blatantly, where, say, there's 1,800 minutes, how many minutes in a day, 1,440 minutes in a day, they would put a book out of stock 400 times a day and then say, oh, you go by, oh, there it is, it's in stock, yeah, just momentarily. But that's a way of destroying the sales. And like Dr. Right. Peter Gotchi wrote the definitive book on pharmaceutical industry and on the way mental illness is handled, and he was an insider. And he had he's involved in setting up the Cochrane collaboration, but now he got fired from the Cochrane collaboration because it got infiltrated by doctors who were working for Big Pharma, right? Amazon are vicious. The books that I was going to write, I've now shaken them down to be bulletins to try and get them into syndication, because a book can be just paralyzed by Amazon and just pulled. That's, and they're doing it blatantly now.
It's still on there, and it's called Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. And we got...
That's your book, yeah?
Give me the title again. Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. And just so you know, the United Kingdom is printing it illegally because we had a really bad contract. And, of course, she passed. And I haven't pursued it. Yeah, I mean, it, you know, of course I'm supposed to get royalties. So they just moved when she passed.
You don't have to say it, but can you say who the publisher is? Or you don't have to say it.
It was Bergen and Garvey in Massachusetts. Mm. I mean, I have the original contract, and then it changed to, they changed their name. Oh, gosh, I don't remember right now. I have it all in a file, but they changed it. But the original contract was with Bergen and Garvey. And I'll send it to you an email. But it was we begged her not to sign any contracts until we looked over it. And she ignored us. And it was the most horrible contract. And then she complained about getting screwed. And I'm like, well, what do you think? You know, I mean, you wouldn't believe the adventure she's had with us, and it was because it was such a.
So who are we talking about?
Wallene James. Just do Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth by Wallene James. It's a 5-star review book, and it's very popular, a lot of fans, and then, you know, before she passed, she had another book, so I did a detailed edit of it, and because she was getting kind of, you know, rummy, she was getting hepatitis A mixed up with hepatitis B. You know, both of us aren't real detailed thinkers, but at that point I had, you know, really dug in, and I did know things. And she was more of a, you know, see the forest for the trees, you know. And we're like, you know, Mary Toko's looking at all the trees, and she's great. I mean, I love Mary Toko, but I'm always looking at the larger picture of things, you know. And I want to get a general feel. And but Wallene was like that. She was a very deep thinker, brilliant woman. And so we did a book called The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. And
wow,
got that out before she passed. So
were you always a writer as such? What did you work at over the years yourself?
No, I really am a resistant writer. I can. We did a newspaper called the Idaho Observer, and then my husband was murdered, and I was under a lot of pressure to keep the paper going. So I kept the paper going until I just couldn't do it anymore because we had so much volunteer work and I had all the same expenses, but I had to pay someone to replace them. So it just wasn't working for me, you know, prison ministry, vaccination liberation, and doing a paper and paying someone to do
work.
And so, yeah, I stopped doing that. And
once you volunteer generously, you'll be used by people where they want more and more and more from you. But you're very good to do it. Extremely good. The just briefly, Idaho, the thing that's dominating the internet at the moment is East Idaho newspaper, The Secret Santa. You ever seen that thing where they give away cars and money to genuinely deserving people who are suffering? But Nate Eaton. But so they have some retired billionaire who gives away £250,000 one year, half a billion. Other years, he gives cars and cash amounts to people who have suffered tragedy, etc. But it's a really good piece. I think it is real, yeah. But that's cropping up on YouTube all the time. But
I like to see that.
The witch? Yeah, it's called Secret Santa in Idaho. It's called Secret Santa. So maybe they'll find you. Maybe they'll find you. But it's very well done.
I'm doing okay now. I moved in March, so I'm doing okay. Right before all hell broke loose, I moved closer to where my sister and my first husband are. So, you know, as we age we at least have some family around to help us out.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
So it's okay.
Idaho. I can't even got a mental picture. I've only been in seven states in America. I've lived in Colorado. In Alberta, and I've been up through Wyoming, Montana, which I really loved. I think Montana is one of the most civilized parts of America still. Would you agree?
I love Montana. That's where my webmaster lives.
I see.
He's 78.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still going strong on the VacLib issue. He's passionate and just a fabulous guy. But I love.
I found in America, especially the Rocky Mountain states, the foundation population consistently from Colorado, Wyoming, Montana into Alberta, they're all German and Scandinavian people, which I got on very, very well with. And the Hutterite colonies, they're like the Amish in Alberta. Right. There's 400 colonies. They speak German, although they use modern equipment, but they speak sloppy German, as they call it. But lovely people. Etc. Outstanding, amazing state, Alberta. Consider the barren landscape there. It's amazing what they can grow there. But the Hutterites are very industrious people. They're fantastic. They really are.
They're in Idaho too.
So you're breaking up for some reason. What kind of a phone are you on there? Are you on a mobile phone or a handset or Skype?
I am on Skype and I'm on a headset. I have a new headset. Is it?
Yeah. That should be working pretty well. It's breaking up a bit, but not to carry on.
I was just saying the Hutterites are also in north of Bonner's Ferry in Idaho, near the border of Canada, and they're also a bunch in Montana, and they own store that's kind of where they have all the seconds. We have a grocery outlet here, but they have their own. Store outside of Thompson Falls where my webmaster.
Well, the colonies in Alberta, there's about 60, 80 colonies. Some of them are 5,000 acres, and the Keyhole Lake colony, I think that's now a 25,000 acre operation, But they're clothes, they make butter, they make food, they make everything. But I went around with a rep friend of mine, Gary Altman, and it was great to visit those colonies. But they're great people, and they're respected by the Canadian government. But Canada, Jesus, I was there for just for a year. It is now sunk into a police state under Trudeau, who all he has is a name. He never had a proper job. This complete moron. But it's a vicious, vicious police state now, Canada.
Yes.
It's just shocking.
It is. It is really shocking. Right. And I have a friend there. Luckily, she's in the country, and she's not that affected by it yet, but she's around it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Etta West, I have her on my show. She runs, she started Vaccine Risk Awareness Network, oh gosh, 30-some years ago in Canada.
Okay.
And she just retired. She's kind of under pressure to, you know, make a large national organization called Vaccine Choice.
Hang on, we'll come back exactly to that point. We get through this break and we come back to that point then. Okay.
Okay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Just the last few minutes of this hour, and we're talking to Ingrid Castle, as we could talk to you for hours any day. You're a mine of information. How long have you been with this subject, vaccinations alone? Quite a few years.
Well, it started with my nephew being taken to court, and then when I was studying herbs with Nature Sunshine products and you know, became a clinical herbalist. And anyway, I just saw how the vaccine issue was really big. So when Walene first was coming out with her book, I had her promoted on a tour of the Inland Northwest, and I set up the whole tour. My daughter was 3.5, 4 at the time, first time I'd been away from her, and I took her on a grand tour. And we just started getting her book out, you know, Immunization, the Reality. It was in 1988. So I've been on it since then, wrote letters to the editor, and I really didn't start vaccination liberation until I moved to Idaho, and my daughter was a teenager at the time, and I just saw, oh, man, this issue is so serious. I'm going to pray about starting an organization. I started here, and we expanded to chapters. I met Dewey Duffel by a fluke in Thompson Falls, and he started doing the website. And, you know, really, it was literally a result of prayer. I just asked God if this is what I'm meant to do. I need to. We need to have something that counters the National Vaccine Information Center that was always touting safer vaccines, and we were into no vaccines. So we needed to be at the more end of the spectrum.
So
and
have wanted to set up active groups that are meet regularly, etc., to give out information. Is that right?
We did. They're not all real active. My life kind of changed. It's hard for me to keep up with. And
well, they'd have to if this attack by GC, and I don't mean to interrupt you at all, but if this attack by GCHQ and others on websites, they're going to have to be put up more websites and fight back in this regard. Yeah,
there are.
I think it's really serious.
Hundreds. You know, it would be very hard for them to do it now because not only are there a lot of websites that have vaccine in the title that are clearly anti-vaccine, but there's tons of information that is mirrored on vaccines that don't have anything in its title that would say that they're anti-vaccine at all. I mean, we have loads of information. Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
One of the things I tell people to do when the doctor recommends something for you, say, have you got an empty packet of that there? And ask him to take out the insert and read the insert to you. That's when he will get very annoyed, I can tell you. And I publish a bulletin called Standing in a Danger Zone, a GP Surgery. And I have five bloody doctors in my extended family. But one's a surgeon, one's an anesthetist. Two of them were GPs, three of them were GPs, but they're trained in pharmaceutical medicine. One of them was born disabled, so he's a naturally good. He's a naturally good researcher because he researches his own condition, Brendan. But that's the difference. But 90% of the doctors are just on the money tree. You know the click 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 you get of it going into the turnstiles into a sports stadium, which I haven't been in 50 years and I won't be. Once they're inside, they say, oh, "I'm on the money tree." That's it, and they do what they're told. And the AMA, the BMA, they are run by Big Pharma, and you toe the line or you're out. That's the criminality involved. So I have on the bulletin I write, etc. By the way, just to ask you, do you want to stick with us for the last hour if you have the time or whatever? I have a few more videos to play on different subjects, but our audios as they are in this program, we don't have video. So how are you fixed on the next hour? Do you have to go or tell me what you're doing?
I personally would like to go. I have not described.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. No, I'm giving you the choice. That's fine. No, you've done a lot of work today. But this is part one, and I know you're doing the program right behind me every week. But there's lots of things you can do without overlapping in your problem, on your program. I mean, and I want to talk to you about weight loss. You're talking to a very overweight man. Weight loss.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow on an email and maybe a phone call. And we'll be back here within a week or two, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ingrid. Thank you very much indeed. You're
thank
a mine
you.
Of information. Thank you.
Oh,
take care.
You, me too.
Bye. Thank you. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.